it's time once again to bring in our good buddy Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall. You've had a rough week, Marshall.
Well, here's what happened on Wednesday. Once again, because once you get into testing, for they want to test things and they want answers. So yesterday I had two tests. Okay, I mean Wednesday, two tests, and they were in Hartford. They were tests that were each about an hour and 15 minutes long, and there was an hour in between the tests. I got back Wednesday night from my tests at 8:30 in the evening, after getting up at 3:30 in the morning, and there was just no way I was gonna. I could come in Thursday. Yesterday, I would have not recovered until Monday, so I took the day off.
But the message was a little confusing because you told me to have a nice weekend.
Well, it's probably because I was so tired.
Tired, that's what I figured. But I wasn't sure. The way the week was going, I said, well, what do I know? But anyway. We have one storm that's off Cape Cod right now, and then we have the dying out storm that's moving across the Great Lakes. So we'll have a little bit of a wintry mix today. Doesn't look like it's going to be much, but a little rain, a little wet snow, even a little sleet, 35 to 40. Now, tonight, any snow, it's in the form of snow showers, will end early, about 30. But tomorrow, clouds, maybe a passing rain or wet snow shower. Again, don't blink your eyes, you'll miss that. And the high 40. Then we have a new storm that's going to come up the coast on Sunday. So we have a chance of rain and or wet snow late, about 40. That's going to be a little more difficult to call. Sunday night into Monday. It's a possibility that, north and west, a lot of snow, some sleet, while south and east, a wintry mix. Whatever it is, we'll taper off Monday, but it should taper off in the form of snow, and it'll be windy, and then the highs will get into the middle 40s. So our guys here in the Weather Center, both Anthony's, will be watching that, and they're going to have to keep you posted over the weekend because, again, right now, we're on the fence. Sunday night.
On the fence. And I guess we're also going to have this type of weather into the middle of the week next week, right?
Well, then there's another storm coming in Wednesday into Thursday. So then we'll have to deal with that one. Here we are. We have the back-to-back storms, which we thought would happen in January, but we thought it would be mainly snow. And it's just not cold enough.
Amazing.
Yeah, just not cold enough. So that's a scoop there. And that's it. I don't know about you. Well, I know you're going to probably sit tight, but I have to go to Long Island again tomorrow. A friend of mine is moving to Florida, and they're giving him a surprise party at a restaurant. So I'm driving all the way out to Long Island again tomorrow and coming back tomorrow night. Just thrilled.
The man loves to drive.
Yeah, I just love
it. Well, you got a comfortable car to do it.
Yeah, I do.
And
maybe since it's going to be late Saturday afternoon and then coming back Sunday evening, maybe because of that, I won't have too much in the way of traffic.
All right. Well, that's good. That's good. When I got into work today, it was like Christmas. FM the cat chewed through my headphone wires last week, so my favorite headphones were destroyed. So I ordered a new set of headphones, and it's like Christmas because these are headphones. I don't like wireless headphones; they don't have as full a sound to me as wired headphones. I don't like wireless headphones, so I found a pair of broadcast headphones that have a detachable wire. And so I ordered them. So when you're finished using them, instead of hanging them up and leaving them out where that wire is hanging there and a cat,
all over the place, yeah.
You hang the headphones up and you take the wire and you put it away in a drawer. And when you come back in the next morning, you plug it in.
Well, that's good, especially for you, so the cats don't eat them.
That's exactly right. There's nothing more tempting to a cat than a phone wire or a cable wire or headphone wires. They just can't help themselves. They can't help themselves. They're called to action.
It's too bad you can't just leave them out of the studio. That would be the other option.
Well, yeah, but when you have regular headphones, the more you unplug them and plug them in and move them around, the more chance it is you're gonna do something with them. So this appears to be, and I was able to get a cord. I was able to get either the spiral cord or a regular cord. And I like the regular cord. I hate the spiral cords. So I was I was also able to get the regular cord. So that, I was happy when I came in and I saw them here today. Okay. Even though they came in packaging, Pat, it took me 20 minutes to get into them.
Just get it, yeah. Get
out of the it took me, it's so long to get into them.
Yeah, I know that feeling. And by the way, we have a couple of minutes. A really good movie, excuse me, with Rob Lowe on Netflix, Dog Gone.
I saw that. I've got that down as a must. It's not a must watch. I forget what Netflix calls it. But yeah, it's on my list to watch.
Yeah, it's a family movie. It's a good movie.
Is it good?
And it's good. It's very good. It's done really well. Yeah, I think most people would enjoy it.
What's it about?
A dog wanders off into the woods.
Okay.
And they have to try to find him.
All right.
But it's done very well. It's done very well. Rob Lowe does a great job. And it's just, again, it's not a movie where you have to sit at the edge of your seat, because it's a thriller. You don't have to worry about blood, and none of that stuff. So it's a good movie.
You have to tell me, does the dog make it home?
Yes.
Okay, then I'll watch it.
It's not a sad movie.
When I was a kid, there was a movie called Old Yeller.
I remember that.
I cried at the end of that for so long. And so whenever a movie comes up and there's a dog in it that dies, I won't watch it. I watched that one movie where the dog passes away and comes back and finally...
Right.
I managed to get through that. But Old Yeller just did me in. Did me in as a kid. I was inconsolable.
That's a rough one. Yeah, that is definitely a rough one. There's no doubt about it.
Old Yeller.
Old Yeller. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's show my age. Or somebody Google it who's young, and you'll be surprised.
That's it.
All right. Well, let's go through this not surprising forecast.
Yeah. Well, again, it's, a little bit of rain, a little wet snow or some sleet, 35 to 40 today. A little snow early tonight will end, 30. A passing rain or wet snow shower for Saturday, not a big deal, 40. And then we have rain and or wet snow coming in late Sunday after 3, 4 o'clock, about 40. And then the rain will taper off, but it could taper off to snow on Monday, windy, mid-40s.
Now, why did they put a winter weather advisory out for us yesterday?
Because they were thinking that there was going to be mixed precipitation, freezing rain, sleet, and everything like that last night.
But it's still in effect till like 10 o'clock this morning. Take it down, what I mean? Jeez.
And you'll have to talk to them. Thank goodness we don't have anything to do with that.
Man, I tell you. Because people know, I posted it on the Facebook page, okay? And people laugh. Oh, I'll believe it when I see it. That's what ruins their credibility.
I know. Yeah.
To do stupid stuff like that. Yeah. Well, anyways, Pat, I want you to have a good, busy weekend.
Yeah, well, you do the same, and I'll see you bright and early on Monday.
All right, Pat. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
Pat Figanto this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.